We're learning Masechtas Ksubas Daf Sadeches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the second line from the top. Hayi Issa. We had in our Mishnah Machloikis Tanoim. If you pay part of the Ksuba, does the Isha still get Mazonis? So we have a Maisa. Hayi Issa, the Tofsa Kasa, the Kasa of Ksubasa. A certain lady took a silver cup for a Ksuba, but it wasn't for a whole Ksuba. Didn't pay for a whole Ksuba. Now, Kotav Mazonis, she asked Mazonis. Asalikam, the Rav, Amalahu, he asked me, Zilu, Havul, Mazonis. Give her Mazonis, lest the Chashlah of Rav Shimon. No one holds like Rav Shimon, the Amalai, Amina, Mixes, Kesef, Kol Kesef. No one holds like Rav Shimon, we hold like Rabbanon. And since you owe the Din Ksuba, Mixes, Kesef, that's like Kol Kesef, and therefore she still gets Mazonis. Sholachle, Rav of Rei, Rav of Rei, the Rav of the Rav Yosef. Mecheres, Shloi Bezin, Tzricha Shua, Ain Tzricha Shua. We learned before that at certain times when you could sell Shaloi Bezdin, according to Rabbanon, it's for a Ksuba or for Mazonis, according to Rav Shimon, only for Mazonis, but at certain times when you could sell a property in order to collect your payment, you even could do Shaloi Bezdin. And the question is, do you need a Shvua or you don't need a Shvua? What's a Shvua for? The Shvua is to say, to ascertain that she did not sell it for the wrong price, she sold it for the correct price, it was evaluated properly. That would be the tzad of the Shvua. Tosis points out that even though we know that the Mishnah says that an amana does not collect from Yisoyim without a Shvua, that is a Shvua to say that I did not get paid yet for the Ksuba. And that's not what the Mara's question is. Of course, when you collect Ksuba from the Yisoyim, you have to make a Shvua that you didn't get paid yet your Ksuba. But here's a different question. When you sold Shaloi Bezdin, you sold this property without a Bezdin, we're not sure if you did it correctly. And therefore, we want to make a Shvua that you got the most value you could from the property. And therefore, the question is, you need a Shvua, you don't need a Shvua. So Gemara has a kasha, I have a better question. Ask if you need achraza. What's the halach of achraza? Halach is, when Bezdin sells a property, what they do is they put it on the market for 30 days to make sure they get the best price, the highest bidder. So that's the achraza. You put out a coil that this thing is for sale, and therefore people will come and give offers. So the short question is, when she sells it herself, does she have to do achraza or not? I never had a shal about achraza. Omrav Zeira, Omrav Nachman. Amana shashoma la'atzma le'osva le'klum. Almana that took a piece of property for herself, would it bring a raya from this memra, just so we have to develop it. He said that was not a shalabat achraza, because we have a memra for Rav Nachman, that almana shesham la'atzma, that means she took a piece, a field of the assignment for herself, with, you know, for the chayv of a ksuba. The loch is la'os la'klom, it does not work. It takes, it does not work. And the Gemara wants to know, and therefore, they take it back, and they still owe her the money. It doesn't work. The Gemara had a question like this. Hey, Chidam, what's the case? Ida Acher is, if they made a Achraza, and then she figured out the value, and she took it for a Ksuba, am I loyal to like Klom? Why is it nothing? They didn't lose anything. Why did Simon lose? She did it for the highest bidder, and she took it on that value for a Ksuba. So what's the problem? El Lava must be talking about the loyal Acheres. They did not do Achraza. And then we have a Diak. Le Atzma, for herself, she can't take it, because she's not doing it properly. Loyal to like Klom. But if she does it to sell it to someone else, mashallah, so it works. So the raya from here is, you don't need achraza, because we're talking about a case without achraza, and it says dafka but if you sell it to someone else, you don't need achraza. So that's how it wasn't a shaila. Wasn't a shaila. No, la'olam, don't bring a raya from that member. La'olam, that member is talking about even the achraz. And I, if they made achraza, so why could the servant just take it back from the amana? She did achraza, and then she took it for herself. But the Amri law, because we say to her, man shomlech, which means to say is, who sold it to you? It wasn't the Bezdin, it wasn't the Yisayimim. Who owns this property? Bezdin or the Yisayimim owned this property? Bezdin could be the shliach of the Yisayimim or the Yisayimim owned the property. You can't take something without a kaina and a makna. Sometimes they makna it to you. So if she takes it for herself, it's man shomlech, who gave it to you? That's the problem. And the Gemara brings a story that to support this taina. Kihai, like this person, like this story, a certain guy that they gave him kisses of the aspe, which means Rashi has two pshat. Either it means mispoy, which means like tvua, like teven, or it means quarrel. And he was holding for the assignment. And Lamaisa, they owed him money. Also, Shavlan Avshay, this Shaymer, this person was watching this Shaira, he took it for himself as a chayv, as a prayer chayv. Barameh Azuzi, for 400 zuz. It was worth 400 zuz. He took it for his chayv and gevaldik, and he thought he was finished with the assignment. Finished. Lamaisa, coral went up in price. Ayaka kam shismei, and it was his already. He took it already. Also, commander of Ami, Amalei says it's not yours. It belongs to the same man shamla. Who gave it to you? The halacha is that in order to do something, you have to get it from a kohen and a makna, either bezdin or the assignment. So that's the reason why Amana is a shamla atzma so klum, because no one gave it to him. That's the pshat. No one gave it to the Amana. No one gave it to her. Nothing to do with achraz or not. So there was not a raya at all from that story. So what's halacha l'maisa? V'hilchasa halacha l'maisa, even though I'm not right to anything, v'hilchasa tricha shvua, you do need a shvua, but v'ein tricha hachraza. You do not need hachraza, but you need a shvua. Now, if she sells avada with a bezdin, then she doesn't need a shvua, like we said before. This is only a shloi bezdin. But if you're doing it to sell, you sell a bit bezdin, then you do not need a shvua, because then we assume that's bezdin there properly. And the only shvua she does need is that when she collects some yisayim, she has to make a shvua, so that she did not already get her ksuba. Talk to Mr. Weiter. Amono shahoysa ksubasa masayim. Amono, which means she was a besula who was married, and her ksuba is 200 zuz, and now she became almana, and her ksuba was 200. And what she did was, the Yisraelim gave her permission to sell a property to collect a ksuba, and she took a property worth mana, and she sold it by Masayim. She's a very good businesswoman, and she sold the makra shalamana Masayim. She sold this property, it's worth 100, sold it 200. So she got her own ksuba. Oi. Or a case of Shavu Masayim was worth 200 and she was a terrible businesswoman, but Mana sold to Mana. The Skabuk Sabasa. Either way, she's like Yodi Al Tachtoina. Either way, it's a Skabuk Sabasa. In the first case, she got 200 Lamaisa. In the second case, the Yisraelim say, I gave you a 200 piece. I gave you something worth 200. Therefore, Allah is then a Skabuk Sabasa. And we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more about this. Zok, that's the first case of Mishnah. Next case of Mishnah. Hoysuk Sabasa Mana. Her Ksuba was worth 100. Umachra Shavu Mana of a dinner. Bimana. Pashpshat means she took a field that was worth 101 and she sold it bimana in 100. So she didn't do the sale properly. Lacha is makra bottle. It's bottle. Even though usually ain't I know lekar kayis, there's no such thing as a makra bottle. If you rip someone off when you sell karka, there's no I know. The reason is because karka always maybe has more value. If someone, this location is good. But here the problem was that she did something of a mistake for the assignment. She sold it for too little over here. And therefore, she sold something, umakra shava mana v'dinah b'mana. So makra bottle. It's bottle. She didn't do a good job for the assignment. I feel he marries achzidim liyarshim. Even when she says, you know what? Okay, you're right. I did it. I undercharged my one dinner. I'll give you back a dinner. It's still a lacha is makra bottle. Rav Shimon Mamil argues. Says, lo ilo makra kayim, and you have to give back the dinner. But the makra is kayim. Ach te sham kadesha te shayar besoda bas tisha kabin. It's only if this thing that you, what you did was you took a field that's 101 and sold it for 100. So there's two problems here. First of all, you caused a loss of one dinner to the Yisraelim. Now I'll pay back. The other problem is that you took a piece of property away, they want the property still. So Shimon says that's not Mechir Bata. Why? Because it's such a small piece of property, they have no use for it anyway. It has to have a certain use. It has to be the size of 9 cabin if it's a soda, uvegina bas chatzi kab, enough to hold a half a cab of seeds, uvegina rabbi kiva, bas raven a reva kab. And Rashi explains, that means if they have other property that they could attach this to, it also has a value. It has to have enough property that with this piece, it'll be altogether worth 9 cabin, it'll be able to be the size of 9 cabin for a soda, or a half a kav for Gino, or a roiva kav for Rabbi Kiva. It has to have enough of that size. But if it's such a small piece of land, minuscule piece of land, so then it's not a big deal. As long as you're not losing money, then it really care. That's what Shimon Mil did. So that's the second case of the Mishnah. Third case of the Mishnah is like this. Hoysu kizbasa abay meir zuz. Her ksuba was 400 zuz. And umachra l'zeva mana, l'achrein, that she sold three different fields to three different people for mana. So you have to pay 300. Well, Achron Yafa Mana v'dinah b'mana, and the last sale was a mistake. She sold 101 field. It was worth 101 for 100. So Achron Batol v'zekul Amakon Kayim. The last one's Batol, and the other one's all Kayim. We have to see what the Chiddush part of Mishnah is. Chared the same halacha before. That's Mechron Batol. On that, here's punk. The other three were good, but who cares? We'll see in the Gemara if there's a Chiddush to that. Akapon, that's a three halakim of our Mishnah, and Met Shem. We'll see in the Gemara explanation in. As we go along, as in the three parts of the Mishnah. So the first part of the Mishnah was that Amano has, it was 0200. She sold something, Shava Mana Ben Masayim. She sold something 100, so she's a good businesswoman. She got a ksuba. If she's a bad businesswoman, she also gets a ksuba because it's worth 200. So break the Marakasha. Maishna Shava Masayim Ben Mana. When Shava Masayim Ben Mana, the Amrila Atav Sarata, you causes a loss. Shava Mana Masayim Nami, Tevan Aravachana. Just like you're making me, I'm lost. So you look at the property you gave me. You gave me a property 200, I lose that. If you gave me a property 100, let's look at it. You got 100. Let's say I get the extra 100. Let her say I get the extra 100. You're looking at what you gave me, right? You gave me a property only 100. So if you gave me a property 100, I sold it 200. That's mine. That's mine. Just like the loss you give me. So why not the gain you give me? So the Gemara, Amar Nachman, Amar Avua, Kan Shana Rebbe Akoyel Baal Mayis. Here Rebbe is teaching us this halacha of Akoyel Baal Mayis. What does that mean? A very important machlekes has a lot of nafkuminis lahalacha. Can it tie into the brisa? Sifalo achas yisera akol shliach. The Rebbe Yehuda. A case like this, you told a shliach, go pick up for me a case of soda. And you walk in to buy the case of soda, shliach, and the guy says, you know what, here, there's a promotion today. You get an extra bottle of soda with the case. You get an extra bottle of Dr. Pepper with the case. Who gets that bottle of Dr. Pepper? The shliach or the mishaleach? Lamaisi is buying this case for the mishaleach. So who gets this extra bottle of soda? So it's about machlokes. The Tanakhama says over here, Sifle achas yisera, koel shliach, the Rabbi Yehuda. The shliach gets it because we assume that the store owner gave it to the shliach because he wants the shliach to come back and buy stuff for everyone over here. He's the purchaser. He wants the purchaser to be happy, so he gives it to the shliach. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Mecholkim, he says it's a cholkim. They split it because we're not sure who he meant to give it to, the shliach or the mishleach. And the Gemara of the Kasha, I tell you, another Brisa says, Rabbi Yisrael Mecholkim, Baal Moyes. Everything goes to the Baal Moyes, the guy who sent him the shliach to buy the soda. The guy gave the money. So it's a kasha, stira of Yesu. One point says cholki, one says balamayis. Omer Rav Machom, like kasha, kam bedovsh as kitzva, kam bedovsh ain le kitzva. If it's something that has a set price, so there we know that the extra thing is a matana. So that's a shayla, who he meant to give the matana to? To the shliach or to the balamayis? Therefore we make a cholkim. But if it's ain le kitzva, then it's all part of the sale. If it's part of the sale, it zicha goes to the balamayis. That's what Pshat Rav Yesu is. That's Pshat Rav Yesu. And Omer Rav Papa, that hilchasa, and we'll go back to what our mission in a second. Amar Papa, hilchasa dovish like kitzva, cholkin, you cholkin like a VAC, dovish elin kitzva, kol baal mayis. If it has no kitzva, it goes to baal mayis because looks at it in one big sale. My kamashlon, what's the chiddush? We know we always pass like a VAC, kenega Rabbi Yehuda. So, the kamashlon is shenuyah. The answer to the stira is a good answer. The yes like kitzva is cholkin. Ain like kitzva, kol baal mayis. So, back to our mishnah. Since it's a kol baal mayis, so if she's a good businesswoman, sells this property that's 100 for 200, we say that profit goes to the Baal HaMayis, whoever owns the property, which is the Yisayimim. That's the Yisayim, I call the Baal HaMayis. Now come out, Ms. Gemara, if you're paskin by call the Baal HaMayis by Eilin Kitzva, so that means anytime someone buys something and then gets something extra for it, it will go to the Baal HaMayis. So a shout that's the Geil HaLacha in Chosh HaMishpat is, let's say someone is a manager of a building and he hires a landscaper to do the business, to do lawn, and because that landscaper gives him free tickets to Great Adventure, whatever it is, who gets those tickets? Does the owner of the building get it or the manager? The manager, Lamaisa, is dealing with them. So that's the question. The Baal HaMayis, not Baal HaMayis. This is the sugi you have to learn to know the Lach HaMayis. I'm not telling you what the Lach HaMayis is. You have to learn up the sugi. You learn up the Lach HaMayis about Al-Kaponim. That's what's negated this halacha. This big shayla if it goes to the shliach or the Baal HaMayis.